Yes, one of the limitations when you examine so many different numbers of markers an individual time point is the potential for false positive results. And because of that, the level of statistical correction for multiple testing is quite stringent. And thus, we hope to limit the number of false positives by doing that. But the critical aspect of this probably will be replication of results in multiple studies. I think that will provide more confidence in results than simply a statistical p-value.